You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Hopefully, everyone had a fantastic week, and most importantly, found the time to pray to Jesus. On today's show, we'll talk about how there is no place for jealousy and what that means as Christians. I will also be speaking with Mary Beth Powers, the president and CEO of the Catholic Medical Mission Board, an incredible NGO providing health solutions to women and children in need across the globe. And of course, I'll be playing some of my music, and we'll talk about prayer, because prayer is how we connect with Jesus, and it's how we can truly let go and let God handle all of our problems. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we will get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was accepting who we are and how each of us is blessed with talents and attributes that we must be grateful for, because that is how we please our Lord. Our topic today is there is no place for jealousy. How many times have we heard someone say, or perhaps we've said it ourselves, that person is so lucky, and it's followed up with jealousy about the job they have, the big home they have, the car they drive, or some other item we're envious about. I get it, and sometimes it's not easy to see people who seem to always come out ahead with ease, while we seem to have to struggle to have half of what they have. But allowing ourselves to get jealous is not the answer, and it's not acting Christian. For starters, think about all the passages in the Bible that clearly state that as Christians, life here on earth is not based on our possessions or our wealth, but on how we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and how we should follow the laws and commands of our God. There is no place for jealousy, because when we give in to that emotion, we are not acting Christian, and we are not pleasing the Lord. In the Bible it says, James chapter 3, verse 16, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every awful practice." This Bible verse makes it clear that not only is there no place for jealousy in our Christian world, but when we give in to jealousy, it will lead us to a bad place and pull us away from our Lord. Always focus on what we do have, what we have been blessed with by our God, and never worry about what others have that we do not. Understanding why we should never give in to jealousy is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is there is no place for jealousy. Unfortunately for some of us, jealousy can be a strong emotion. When we give into it, we easily become distracted and soon only focus on what we don't have. But being jealous is actually a dead end. You see, just because we are envious of someone does not mean our situation is going to change. Rather than focus on what someone else has that we do not, doesn't it make more sense to concentrate on our own lives and our relationship with the Lord? Of course it does, and if we take stock of ourselves and see areas for improvement and opportunities we can pursue, we may find that not only are we happier, but also more productive and not becoming jealous, because we too will be achieving more accomplishments. There is no place for jealousy, and each of us needs to be grateful for what we have and learn to use all our gifts the way our Lord intended us to. The first song I'm going to play today deals with another emotion, fear. The song is called No More Fear. When I wrote this song, I looked at my own life and how when I did not have Jesus with me, I was often afraid of the things I needed to deal with. However, since finding the Lord, that fear no longer exists. Please listen now to my song, No More Fear.
I know you have my back, you take away my fear. What can man do to me when you are near? When I'm scared and blinded with fright, I know.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show. your profit.
Now I would like to introduce Mary Beth Powers, the President and CEO of the Catholic Medical Mission Board, CMMB, a wonderful organization doing incredible work around the world. Hi, Mary Beth. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Art.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Mary Beth, let's begin with you telling us about CMMB and what your organization does.
CMMB is really about living our faith in action. All of our staff around the world are dedicated to bringing healthcare closer to communities. And that can be as simple as bringing a water point into a village. It might mean helping women get a ride to a hospital when they're about to deliver a baby. It also might mean bringing healthcare right to people's home when a child is sick through a community health worker. So it's all about giving people access to healthcare.
Well, Mary Beth, you yourself have an extraordinary background. Tell us about Mary Beth Powers and what led you to become the president and CEO of CMMB.
So it's been a few years that I've been in global health, over 30 years of doing work on maternal and child health primarily. It's been a great learning journey, but I'd have to say that it wasn't until I was in my 50s that I started really thinking about how my faith affected my work. And I had been working in secular organizations and really thought, I wish I could see that connection in my work. I was at a Jesuit retreat. Learned a lot about discernment. And in that, I started thinking, am I doing what God calls me to do with my life? So when a headhunter called and asked me if I would be interested in interviewing for this job, I really had to let go and let God.
Amen to that. Well, I know that CMMB does incredible work, but could you share a specific story you're especially proud of?
CMMB tends to work in places that are often quite difficult to get to. So, for example, we work in South Sudan, the world's youngest country, a country that has less than 500 miles of paved roads. So we work in a very rural area where people have difficulty getting to healthcare in the first place. And sometimes children and mothers might suffer at home without access to that care. We try and make the healthcare, the clinics and the hospitals more inviting so that people know where to go when they need care and then bring that care back to home. So one example is work that we've done on malnutrition in children, which sometimes is quite severe, and the children have to be fed with very specialized food to help them recover. And in one year alone, we were able to help 11,000 children who were suffering from severe moderate malnutrition get the care that they needed.
Mary Beth, what are some of the challenges CMMB faces today, and how can our listeners help?
Probably the biggest challenge that we are facing and many of our colleague organizations are facing is really the cuts in funding to global health programming around the world, not just by the United States government, but by other governments and donors. So they are our partners. They help us keep people on treatment for HIV. They help us with these nutrition programs. So if people have the means to really consider giving to organizations like CMMB, who continue to provide health care in spite of the difficulties that we're facing financially, that would be wonderful.
Well, how can we learn more about CMMB and your remarkable organization?
I mean, the best place to find more information is our website, cmmb.org. It's very easy to find lots of stories from volunteers who've worked with us in the field, as well as stories of the difference that we're making in communities around the world. That's the best place to find more information. You can also sign up for a newsletter and get regular updates about our work.
cmmb.org. Well, once again, you've been listening to Mary Beth Powers, the president and CEO of CMMB. And I want to thank you, Mary Beth, for talking with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you.
Our topic today is there is no place for jealousy. As I said earlier, jealousy is an emotion. And for some of us, it may be one that is hard to conquer alone. Maybe we have a family member who is always making us feel bad because of their continued success. Or maybe we are envious of a friend we grew up with who seems to be light years ahead of anything we might ever achieve. Whatever the reason, allowing ourselves to be jealous will not get us anywhere. The more we give in to our jealous feelings, the worse they will become. But there is a simple solution: prayer. Pray to Jesus and share with him how we feel and why. Perhaps it's not just our envy, but maybe the family member or friend who flaunts their success rubs it in and puts us down. That can really hurt. And if that's the case, share those feelings with Jesus. In essence, don't hold anything back. Let the Lord know exactly what is going on and the difficulty we're having coping with the situation. Through prayer, a couple of things will happen. First, we'll feel a lot better because we'll be letting go of what is troubling us and giving it to the Lord. Second, Jesus will help us see all that we do have and how unimportant it is to dwell on what others have that we do not. By using prayer, we will soon find ourselves in a better place. But remember to pray on it often and to pray at least once a day. Give the Lord time to intervene, because once He is involved, all kinds of things are possible. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and always invite Him into our hearts. For when we do, there is no greater feeling than when He is with us. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is called In Jesus' Name. When I wrote this song, I thought about how we as Christians should not be judgmental or critical of others, but rather we must accept everyone for who they are. Please listen now to my song, In Jesus' Name.
Don't roll your eyes, don't criticize, look beyond what you can see. Don't talk about, don't sell them out, accept them for who they choose to be. It's not for you.
Others do, no jealousy, no hostility.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, there is no place for jealousy. Before we go down that path, stop and take a good look at all we have. Because each of us has been blessed with many gifts, such as the loved ones in our lives, the possessions we do have, and the talents the Lord has granted us. And if that is not enough, then turn to Jesus immediately through prayer and ask for his help to remove the jealous feelings and to give us the strength to turn whatever negative emotions we are dealing with into positive ones through his love and guidance. Remember, there is no place for jealousy, but we will never have a need to be jealous about anyone or anything as long as we have Jesus in our hearts. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is called You Are the One. Please listen out on my song, You Are the One.
You are the one. You so full of love, so warm, so pure, so sweet, watching from above, so merciful and kind, so generous. You are the one, the Lord, so glorious.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, When Small Kindnesses Find You at Just the Right Time. A little while ago, I was having a rough week, feeling invisible and just worn down. One afternoon, I popped into a coffee shop, barely talking above a mumble as I ordered. But the barista greeted me with the biggest smile, complimented my necktie, which I'd worn on a whim, and tucked a note inside my cup that just said, "Hope today gets gentler for you." It was such a tiny gesture, but it cracked something open in me. I realized how much difference a little recognition makes when you're struggling. That day, just knowing someone took a second to pour a bit of kindness my way was enough to nudge me back into the world with a softer heart. I paid it forward right after, buying coffee for the next person in line. Sometimes the smallest kindnesses show up exactly when you need them the most, in places you don't expect. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Mary Beth Powers. And if you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.